Big Brother is at it again, my friends. We fought Big Brother on SOPA, and we won. But now, an even scarier bill has just been passed by the House, the Cyber Intelligence Sharing Protection Act, known as CISPA, which will override every single privacy law ever enacted. Now, this bill allows for internet providers such as Comcast, owned by Zionist Jew Brian Roberts, Verizon, whose chairman is Ivan Seidenberg, and countless public entities to share with federal agencies our emails, personal information, and private communications. And not only this under CISPA, but any email or social network postings that pose the threat of harm to any individual or group will also be shared with federal agencies, and that's scary. For powerful watchdog lobbies such as the Jewish Anti-Defamation League, known as the ADL, led by Abraham Foxman, will be further empowered to demand information on anyone that they deem a threat. In other words, you can criticize a goy or any country that you want, but you better not criticize a Jew or the Antichrist State of Israel. The sham about it all is that our congressmen claim that CISPA will protect us from cyber threats. But cyber attacks, the experts tell us, are rare. And quite frankly, this bill will do absolutely nothing to stop professional hackers who know how to take down a website. And while those sites are going down, internet providers will be too busy filling orders for the ADL to spy on us little guys, all in the name of preventing a cyber attack. Now, a big reason why SOPA did not pass a few months ago was because it would have destroyed mega businesses like Google, Amazon, and Facebook, who would have been liable for all user interaction content on their websites. CISPA, on the other hand, won't harm the mega businesses because they don't require their customers to be anonymous. In fact, they prefer their users not to be anonymous, so as to learn more about their buying and spending habits. Facebook, Amazon, and Google would then benefit from CISPA, and that's probably why they're not opposing the bill. While SOPA harmed both the people and corporations, CISPA only harms the people. And while it's important to get rid of CISPA, we must realize that if CISPA goes, another will pop up. Jewish Senators Joseph Lieberman and Dianne Feinstein both have cybersecurity acts waiting in the wings, and they're just itching to take away our last bastion of free speech, the internet. What we need is something to guarantee and protect our fundamental rights on the internet. We need a bill of internet rights. Let's all think about what that bill would be. We're not powerless. We've got the numbers. We can make a difference.